Fantasy Commissioner's first ever podcast. This week, we will be discussing the weekend's games, the AFC and NFC Championship games. This weekend, we have the Titans going to Kansas City to play the Chiefs, and the Packers going to San Francisco to play the 49ers. I am going to run through the three keys to the game from each team that we have posted, and I'm going to read them, and I'm going to explain what I think about them. So you'll be able to see this in the posts. Obviously, make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Fantasy Commish. We're 16,000 strong. We're looking to get bigger, and every single one of you helps. So if you want to win your league, if you love the NFL, make sure to come follow. So we have our predictions and keys to the game that I will be reading. We are going to start with the AFC. So the Titans will be going on the road to play the Chiefs. And we have the Chiefs first. The three keys to the game for the Chiefs will be: 1. Making Tannehill pass by stopping Henry. As obvious and difficult as this sounds, the Chiefs probably won't win if they can't do this. This was a key to the game for the Ravens, and they failed to do it, resulting in their upset. The Chiefs have to load the box and be physical to stop Henry, or they will lose. I'm going to read all three, and I will discuss them all at once. 2, running more effectively. As was displayed over the past 2 weeks, the Titans have a good pass defense. Their run defense hasn't really been tested, and the Chiefs will want to test that defensive front to give themselves an edge. And 3, dragging out possessions. The Titans are good about controlling time of possession, which is why the Chiefs, who often score quickly, need to counter that by doing it as well. Otherwise, their defense will be exhausted and won't be able to hold against Derrick Henry. So, what I think about that was written by one of our writers, Jared, and he does these for the playoffs every week, and I think that all three of them make perfect sense to me. Make Tannehill pass by stopping Henry, that's obviously the biggest part, and as many people said in the comments, they're just like, oh, you've only been watching the playoffs, you obviously haven't seen Tannehill during the regular season actually passing well. AJ Brown is a great receiver, a great young receiver. But the key to the Chiefs is going to be stopping Derrick Henry. If they can't stop Derrick Henry, then I think they're going to lose. It's going to be difficult to stop Derrick Henry, but I think they can. Chris Jones is going to be a question mark. It'll be interesting to see if he plays. If he doesn't, then it'll be a bit more difficult, but I still think the Chiefs are up to the task. I think that the Chiefs need to get Damian Williams working, that is true, but at the same time, I think they need to not play into the hands of the Titans. They have Andy Reid, who's famous for choking in the playoffs, and this might be his best team. I think last year's team was a little bit better, but this is a very good team. He has very fast wide receivers that Mahomes will be able to throw to. Mahomes is another year more experienced. I think that the Chiefs are going to end up coming up on top. Jared disagrees. Jared took the Titans 31-20. I'm going to take the Chiefs 33-24. That is my prediction, 33-24. And the third one was the dragging out possessions. The Titans obviously are a run-first team, so they're going to control the ball, and the Chiefs are a pass-first team, so they're going to have less time of possession, most likely. The Chiefs need to score fast. They need to score first, and they need to not settle for field goals when they can get touchdowns. Because if the Chiefs can get these touchdowns going and they can stop the Titans every once in a while, I think that I would have a lot of faith in the Chiefs to be able to pull this out. If they make it into a shootout, I want the Chiefs. If they keep it low scoring and the Titans are able to stop the Chiefs, I don't know how this game will play out. As long as Mahomes doesn't get frustrated like Lamar did last week, I think that the Chiefs will win this game handily. I think the Titans will finally be exposed, but that is just what I think. On to the next team, the Titans, the three keys to the game for the Titans. Locking down receivers. As simple as it sounds, it's necessary for the Titans. The Chiefs have a lethal pass game, and the Titans will be well-served beefing up their already strong pass defense by increasing the number of players in the secondary, which would force the Chiefs to run, something they've struggled with this season. Number two, feeding Derrick Henry as much as possible. Giving him 30-plus carries is a formula that has worked so well, so far in the playoffs, and two of the best rush defenses haven't stopped him. The Chiefs have a pretty bad rush defense, so the Titans can take advantage of this and cut them up. And number three, holding strong in their half, on their half of the field. In 8 out of 11 drives, the Ravens got into the Titans' territory. The Titans gave up 12 total points in those 8 trips. Statistically, Baltimore had a better offense than the Chiefs, but the Titans need to hold strong again to win this game. And he goes on to say, I've picked against the Titans twice, and twice they've proved me wrong. I give the advantage to the Titans 31-20. So, I think that obviously one of the keys to the game is using Derrick Henry and running down the Chiefs' throat. The Chiefs have been exposed by a few teams that run the ball well. They ended up being able to outscore the Ravens, but that was way back in week three or four. And like the Colts ended up beating them with Marlon Mack. And it is something that worries me a little bit, but I think that the Chiefs know that if they stop Henry, I think they'll be able to outscore them. You could have thought the same thing with the Ravens, but I think that Lamar was just frustrated after that first interception. That wasn't his fault, but he just wasn't the same player for the rest of the game. I think that locking down Tyreek Hill is going to be huge. You can't allow them to go over the top, but on the other side, they need to be able to lock down A.J. Brown, not allowing A.J. Brown to get around deep, but Tyrann Mathieu, Kevin Byard should have their hands full this matchup. Feeding Derrick Henry, obviously that's the name of the game for the Titans, their running game. And holding strong in their half, that is a fact that I didn't know. I was busy yelling at the screen, as I am a Ravens fan. But in 8 out of 11 drives, the Ravens got to the Titans' territory. A lot of those drives at that point didn't matter that much, and they held firm in the red zone. If they do that against the Chiefs, it'll be a much better game, but I feel like the Chiefs are going to pull this one out. And then on to the NFC, and of course, as always, these will be available on our Instagram, at the Fantasy Commish, and you can comment on them. We love it when people comment on them. Stay tuned for our NFL Honors predictions. That'll be coming next week, and hopefully I will do a podcast on that. And so we're going to do the 49ers and the Packers. Starting off with the 49ers. The keys to the game for the 49ers will be competing early. If the Seahawks had performed in the first half, they probably would have beaten the Packers. The 49ers have a good offense and the ability to outscore the Packers, but they can't wait until the second half to get started or they will lose. Number two, continuing their strong run defense. They only allowed 18 yards to Dalvin Cook last week, but the Packers put up more than 100 rushing yards last week. If the 49ers want to stay competitive in this game, they will need to lock down Aaron Jones. Rely on the run game, number three. The 49ers posted almost 200 rushing yards, and asserting that kind of strength on a team makes it difficult to bounce back from. The Packers have a relatively weak run defense that the 49ers want to expose this week. Now, when I see that, I can see all of those being true. If the 49ers were to win, they need to do this. They need to jump up and get a lead early. We don't want any more Aaron Rodgers heroics if you are cheering for the 49ers. They need to be able to prevent that. Hopefully by getting a lead early, that will do that. Continue their strong rush defense. That's something I agree with. I also think that Aaron Rodgers is not the same quarterback when he doesn't have a run game. So, by taking away the run game, I think that they will force Aaron Rodgers to make some bad throws, make incompletions, maybe frustrate him a little bit, and make sure that they get to the quarterback, get some sacks. and rely on the run game. The 49ers have a great rush defense, and to keep the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands is the best way to beat the Packers. So I agree with all of those. And he says for the Packers, the three keys will be forcing Garoppolo to throw. This game will probably come down to the 49ers rush offense versus the Packers rush defense. Garoppolo didn't play very well against the Vikings, and the Packers have a great pass defense. And the Packers have a decent pass defense, so they're going to load the box and hope for more passes from Garoppolo. Number two, better game management. The Packers were all over the Seahawks in the first half, going up 21-3 at half. However, if they let the Seahawks back into the game in the second half. If the Packers are winning and give the 49ers that kind of opportunity, the 49ers won't waste it. And number three, keep working through Devontae Adams. Adams has a tough task in going up against Richard Sherman, but he's definitely up for it. He posted 160 yards and 2 touchdowns last week, and the Packers need that kind of production from him to have a decent chance against the 49ers. And he goes on to say, this will probably be an exciting back-and-forth game, but I give the edge to the 49ers 28-24. So, I am going out to say, I think the 49ers win this game by 14 or more. I think this is a bad matchup for the Packers. The 49ers are just, they just look good. They looked strong, they looked rested, unlike the Ravens, and it was something that, that game wasn't really even close from the start, so I think that the 49ers are going to be able to be playing at home and get Green Bay on the ropes early, and so I agree with him saying competing early from earlier. But for the Packers to win, forcing Garoppolo to throw, I agree with this. He does have a few wide receivers, not no special wide receivers like Michael Thomas or anyone like that, but he has Kittle, who is always someone that they need to be able to cover. But their rush offense is very good, and that will take the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, so they need to force Garoppolo to throw. Better game management. That might be part of a rookie head coach type of deal, but I think it was also the fact that the Seahawks just are a team that doesn't give up. They came back 21-3, and they came all the way back and made it a great game at the end. But I don't see that happening this week. If the Packers are going to win, it's going to be a close game throughout. And if not, I think it is going to be an early 49ers lead that they don't lose. And keep working through Devontae Adams. I agree with this. I think that they left out to make sure that the run game goes. If you get the run game going, it makes Aaron Rodgers better. It opens up play action. And it will make it so that when you are going towards the quarterback to rush the quarterback, you'd have to take that second thought, oh, he might hand it off, or this, that, the other thing. And that extra half second is all that Aaron Rodgers might need. So to do that against Bosa and Quan Alexander and all of those people on the defense, the great defense, and they're definitely going to have their hands full with this defense. I think, as I said, the 49ers win by more than 14. I'm going to say the score will be, give me 28-14, 49ers win. And this is more of a, like, test podcast, see how it works out. It's going to be a much shorter podcast, probably than normal. I think I'd usually aim for about 20 minutes. We're at 14 right now. I think that I'm going to try to do this every week. But then again, with school and everything, it's a little hard to do that. But during the off season, I'll try to talk about the draft. Make sure you go check us out on Instagram. That is where you can learn the most about our page and about who we are, what we know, and get the best information that you can. Anyways, I thank you all for listening, and I hope your team, if they are still in, wins this weekend. Mine is not, sadly. The Ravens lost in a heartbreaking fashion. Well, it was just disappointing. Not exactly heartbreaking, but I hope your team does well. Make sure that you continue to check if you have playoff challenge going or if you are doing any kind of DraftKings, money leagues, anything through the playoffs. As always, be sure to send in questions if you have them through our Instagram, The Fantasy Commish. And I hope that this podcast turns out well, and I hope that I'm going to do another one next week. I'll be posting this up on the Instagram so that people can see it. Hopefully, if you're at this point in the podcast, please message me and I will give you a shout out. Say the secret word Baltimore Orioles and I'll give you a shout out for making it this far. It's nice to know that people listen all the way to the end. So, thanks for listening again, and I hope you guys have a great weekend of football. It's one of the last ones.